As many of you have probably heard by now, David Letterman has been nothing but apologetic on his show, The Late Show, which airs every night on television. And why, you might ask? Well, it's his sexcapades. It was found out earlier in the week that someone was trying to extort about $2 million from David Letterman from the show in which this person was a producer of 48 Hours. And he had told Letterman in a letter that he had left in Letterman's car after one of the shows was recorded that he was going to tell everyone about the naughty things that he had done, meaning about the sex that he had had, Letterman that is, with interns throughout all of the years that he was living with his current wife. Now, after finding out about the situation and that this escalated to the point where police made arrests, he went on national television and asked for an apology to all those women to which he had sex with throughout all those years, and also to his current wife, saying that this is extremely humiliating and that he did not know the repercussions of such actions beforehand. And he also disclosed that he would not give out the names of such interns because it would also be humiliating to these parties. Might I ask, David, why it is then that if this would be so humiliating and if you did not know that this would bring about shame to your name and to those that are affiliated to you, then why do you make fun of people like Sarah Palin's daughter in making such a lewd and disgusting joke as saying that Sarah Palin's daughter was impregnated by Alex Rodriguez at a New York Yankees game, or all those times at the beginning of your shows in which you made fun of Bill Clinton during the Monica Lewinsky scandal years. So you well know the effects of cheating on a person, and you well know the effects of having sex with others illegitimately. So why now is this a surprise to you? Is it that now you want to save face? Is it that you have many advertisers that place their ads on your show and you don't want to jeopardize that? Is it a political move? God knows what the intentions are. And many might say, well, he came clean, Gio. Yes, he did, but only after this escalated. He didn't come clean because his conscience was attacking him. He had been doing this for years. He comes clean now because this was going to get out into the tabloids, that is. Something to think about next time you give your ear to the famous comedian on TV.